And now this is a dictation for Roger Timmer, SIMMER, July 1865, address as a letter to Dr. Nisha Bashista at 174301. Dear Nisha, follow up for Mr. Zimmer, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in May, no hospital visit, was complaining of some vertigo, as well as dizziness on standing, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no edema, claudication symptom, no discolor of the toes, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, trying to do low salt, no orthopnea, PND, denies headaches, medication list review of lisinopril, only blood pressure, atenolol, amlodipine. Blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 120s to 140s, however, diastolic as high as 90s and 100s. Today, blood pressure was 128.78. Repeat 110 over 90. Standing position, left-sided. No ralwises, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no situs tender mesomasis, and no gross edema. Next paragraph. Creatinine at 1.5 September, as high as 1.7. Present GFR 54 stage 3, normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base. Normal albumin, phosphorus, calcium, no anemia. Kidney relative asymmetry. 9.8 on the right, 10.8 on the left. Both renal arteries shows a peak systolic velocity on the right, 258, on the left, 199. Is considered abnormal more than 60. This, however, on the Doppler area, waveforms appears to be normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, no progression or symptoms. Next number, blood pressure, predominance, diastolic, continue present regimen, low dose Norvasc, low dose atenolol, physical activity, weight reduction, low sodium. Discuss findings of the renal arterial Doppler is inconclusive as peak systolic is suggestive for renal artery stenosis. However, they report the waveform to be normal. I'm going to request evaluation through interventional radiologist for potential angiogram. He is willing to proceed, but he wants to wait for the beginning of calendar year 2024 because of insurance issues. Other chemistry is stable. Plan to see him back in February.